From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.
Prince William and the Duke, Duchess Catherine, have signed the registers, they've done the official paperwork, and now walking down the aisle in Westminster Abbey as husband and wife. Absolutely, absolutely fabulously. Fabulous. Yeah. what you got on your screen over there?
Exactly what you've got on yours there. They're walking down, she's smiling again. She's got the most elegant smile I think that's ever been seen in the royal family.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Absolute benefit to this family. I think she could change the whole of the way people look at this royal family now. And I didn't really think of that until watching the wedding.
Really?
She didn't really... Yeah, never crossed my mind about her. You know, the thing is... the press have left this couple alone, as they were requested to do. So you don't really know that much about either of them, particularly about her.
Absolutely. You know,
and the paps have left her alone and everything.
But she just carries herself so well, doesn't she?
She does. She does. She's a class act.
Yeah, she really is. Well, that's good. That's very good coming from you, that's for sure. But she's got the most radiant smile as well.
I think that is what's stunning about her. If you watch her now, honestly, and it's almost as if she went in. She's coming out now. If you notice, there's a whole difference in the way she's carrying herself, her pride. There is a charisma about her which wasn't there 15 minutes ago.
I have to say, it reminds me dramatically of when the Queen came into the stadium at Poprad. And she looked very tired, but as the audience in the massive crowd in the stadium roared with delight and gave her a standing ovation for about 5 minutes, it's that same air of positiveness that the Queen had about her. Yeah. And she's got that same look about her right now. There's a few people saying congratulations to William as he's walking down the aisle, and he just carefully looked over and said, thank you, to one of his friends. Oh, dear. Absolutely fabulous. Absolutely
fabulous.
You
remember your wedding?
No comments.
No, same here. I remember that walk.
Absolutely stunning. Absolutely stunning. I'm taking bets at the moment on how long it is before the dress is copied and ends up in the wedding shop somewhere.
I bet it's out there now. It will have been done. It will have been copied. Somebody have found. They've put as many tents up outside the abbey as they want.
We should ask our royal correspondent in China that in a moment. We are going to cross to China soon to see how they looked at the royal wedding as well, which is going to be challenging. As we bring you this special postcard from Poprad this week, it's just a phenomenal scene to see, and it's a real tribute to bring all of this to you. How do you think the press are going to approach the new royal couple, Lee, in the weeks ahead?
It's very strange, very difficult to say. Like I said, the press generally.
Hang on, let's just listen to the crowds, Lee.
Okay.
They're standing on the steps of Westminster, and it's just amazing at the Abbey. The crowds outside are going nuts. Absolutely nuts. It's phenomenal.
That ring of bells.
It's just phenomenal, isn't it? But the crowd there are drowning out Westminster Abbey bells.
Yeah.
It's fabulous to actually be part of. And I trust you're feeling the same way. The Landau has now arrived outside looking splendid. Absolutely splendid, and drawing up very close, gently, and stopping alongside the red carpet as they come out of the Abbey. You can hear the bells in the background, and smiles absolutely everywhere. Union Jack's waving as the couple come out, and the cheers are just unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
Well, that's it. Why is he putting his gloves on to get in the Lando? Does he think it's a bit dirty?
I knew you'd have to get some tabloid comment in there somewhere. Now that's
no,
called...
I think it says the Lando's there because it actually got the glass coach ready in case it was raining.
That's right. Yeah. So good news without all of that, the rain holding off. The putting on the white gloves, Lee. That's called etiquette.
Well, he shouldn't have been eating when he was getting married.
Very funny. Very droll. Very, very droll indeed. Whilst we're waiting, ladies and gentlemen, let's see if we can cross live now.
Look at the press.
Absolutely. We'll hold on for that.
That's the press. Good.
They are absolutely fabulous. We're going to try and cross over to China now, if we can. Sorry about other bits and bobs going on at the minute. It's phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal.
RTI, a place just like home.
Now we're crossing to, believe it or not, China, because the CEO and owner of RTI has been watching the royal wedding out in China. And lots of people watching Mr. Talensky.
Well, I think the last time I heard it was over 2 billion spectators watching the wedding of the century.
So any message for William and Catherine?
Well, I would like to wish all the best and happiness in the future to Prince William and the Princess Catherine. And, of course, in the words of Rudyard Kipling, who wrote a poem when he was a best man to his best friend, he wrote a little poem which said something like, "If you want your marriage to blossom with the happiness in the marriage cup, when you are wrong, admit it, but when you are right, shut up."
I think that's a perfect way to leave. So enjoy your time in China.
Yeah, thank you very much, and nice to hear from you, Eric, again.
Well, that was our live link to China. Gosh, the technology is working. I can't believe. The crowds are still cheering in the background, as you heard from Jan Talensky. Allegedly, a couple of billion people listening or watching the royal wedding.
China alone.
Yeah. Which is absolutely fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
Oh, look, they've all gone through a red light. All those soldiers on horseback have just went through a red light.
And he's saluting the soldiers as he's going through. Well done, William. Absolutely fabulous. Still, if you want to look around and we've...
Can we just say, look at the royal coach as the Queen gets into it. That is one of the most stunning things I've ever seen.
It's, but also, look at the how many deep the...
It looks having difficulty getting in. I'm serious, honestly.
Well, isn't that just glorious? Also, very interesting to see how many deep the crowd is at the Abbey and around the rest of London. It's absolutely huge. Kate's still smiling, radiant as ever, and she absolutely looks stunning. And just... so natural with it. I think that's half the problem, Lee. She's so natural. That's why you guys don't like her.
That's no, it's not. Get lost, we don't like her. It's nothing to do with not like her. We honoured what she asked us to do, which was to leave her alone. We like her a lot. You said before, how the press going to treat them?
Yeah.
I think there will be literally a honeymoon period where we'll get nice pictures of them on the, on honeymoon, on whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures where they live in Anglesey and everything. It'd be fabulous. It'd be really good. But then, ultimately, as she grows in confidence and stature, then our attitude towards her will change with her as her attitude changes towards things generally. And really, in this situation, both her and William are totally in control of the way that they will get treated by the press.
Absolutely. I've just had a message in that our French correspondent, Mark, is currently in a taxi on his way into his home studio. We hope to hook up with him and find out what's been going on in Paris with the wedding as well. So let's go across. Well, why not? To hell with it. One minute China, and next minute Paris. I think that's what you call international broadcasting. Still fabulous pictures from many of the networks, as you can hear in the background. We'll just see what coming up from there, from one of the Slovak stations. They're also exactly the same footage coming from absolutely everywhere. Very good pool resources, I'm sure. But they're now going through to Horse Guards, where they'll turn the corner, go through Admiralty Arch, and across there. Still, you just can't believe, Lee, how many people are there.
Well, no, that's it. That's it. It is incredible. I've just been doing a sort of rough count. And like you say, those crowds have got to be 15, 20 deep.
Easily.
And they lined the whole of the, 4 miles?
Yep.
They lined the whole of the 4 miles. That's a phenomenal amount of people. Did you know, this is just a small thing, which is straight. Did you know that Kate had an allergy towards horses?
No, I didn't know that. Bless her.
Yeah.
Bless
and that's
her.
But that's taking a chance on the wedding day. She's surrounded by horses, isn't she?
Absolutely. Oh, dear. Lee, you've been having a quick look at the newspapers, which is, yeah. You quite rightly said when we were on the Talkback Network, that they're actually doing this live as well via the internet. So what have the papers been saying?
Well, what I'm pleased about is, I've never actually witnessed this before with the press or with newspapers, is that they are competing with the rest of the internet, like the BBC sites, the Sky sites and everything.
Even us.
Doing live Yeah, even us, actually. Yeah.
Hang on, Lee, let's just hear these crowds again for a second. Yeah. Absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal.
The reason he put that white glove on, you know, is because that's not a real hand. He's got it on a spring and it just wakes.
You have no decorum whatsoever, do you, dear boy?
I'll be very well behaved.
Yeah, absolutely. Currently, the Royal Couple are just leaving Horse Guards and continuing the journey on to Buckingham Palace. Good news, the rain's stopped off. And again, Lee, back to the newspapers there. They're running the story live on the internet.
They are using their websites properly. They are covering this event live, just as, like you say, as we are, as the BBC is, as everybody else.
Well, CNN and, or the Markiza and STV in Slovakia. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but I would say, looking at all the sites, that what I've been predicting for a long time is actually happening. The professionalism of newspaper journalists moving into the new age of news coverage, it's being given the professionalism, the wit and the chutzpah that these stories being presented with, the fabulousness of the stills photography, then combined with video photography, it is everything. This is how newspapers will continue to exist, because we're now beginning to move with the times, and I think this is the first big event that we've actually done this. Wait until it's the Olympics.
Let's just eavesdrop on those crowds again. That was the British National Anthem playing in the background as well, from one of the military bands. As they're approaching slowly and regally Buckingham Palace. Amazing pictures, amazing smiles. A country that's almost been reunited by this wedding, Lee.
I think this wedding has healed so many rifts in this country. And when people say that we're a multicultural nation, which we are now, and that we're losing our identity because of that, I will argue to the nth degree that we are not losing our personality because of multiculturalism.
Not.
And this proves it. This is Britain at its greatest. Well, everybody's been using our word of quintessential today, if you've noticed,
Or Britishness.
Britishness, yes.
Yes.
Quintessential Britishness.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
Well, I also found it very interesting when some of the networks were interviewing members of the public in the crowd. All with very English accents, so clearly they were in England. But you're looking at their heritage. There were people from the Far East, the Middle East, from the Americas, from across Europe. And, you know, I am one that can notice the European accent quite quickly nowadays. All of them there, part of the British culture of today, but all loving the fact of being there to see the royal couple.
I think that's right, and there's a lot of churlishness about this multicultural nation. People get upset about it, and I do hold the newspapers up for a lot of this, because newspapers aren't racist, like people say, but they are reactionary. Mm. And if something involving somebody who's not ethnically from this country happens, then they will jump on it. But in fact, this is the truth of the way it is in Britain. Of course you've got trouble on the streets. Of course you've got crime. You've got all these things. You've got that in your life. If you present your life, you might have a problem in your life, but you present yourself properly. Mm-hmm. And that's what Britain's doing today. It's presenting itself properly with pride and aplomb.
Absolutely. And I think pride is the word. Britain can be definitely proud of what's happened today. They can be incredibly proud of the new royal, the young royal couple, who ultimately will become king and queen. The way they're depicting England has got to be fabulous for the UK.
The only thing I would say, like, you know, that our friend Mark is always going on about the dirt on the streets in Paris.
Uh-huh.
Those horses are making a mess.
I can see that right now. You see, boys and girls, the tabloid journalist comes out even on a day like today. He can't avoid it. He just cannot avoid it. We'll be back in a very short break. No commercials today. We'll be back very, very shortly. And we'll see them actually, or hear them coming out in Buckingham Palace. And hopefully we'll cross the mark at the very same time. Don't go away.
RTI.
Prince William and the Duchess, who will probably be known as Princess Catherine, have walked out onto the balcony at Buckingham Palace, waving to the crowds. There's got to be 500,000 people there easily. Absolutely.
Not trouble, but some of the barriers have fallen over as people rush forward to see them on the balcony. But this is the most iconic moment.
The Queen's there as well.
Yeah. All the little kiddlywinks are there.
All waving. It's got to be a day that they'll remember forever, Lee.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah. I must admit, on my wedding, we didn't actually get up on the balcony at Buckingham Palace. But
no.
It is the sort of
Charles and Camilla are out there on the balcony. Yep. Duke of Edinburgh's there.
The Queen's just sold the children off.
No, she's telling them what's going on to look up for the flypast, which is coming up very shortly. Mark, what have you got on television over in France?
Well, actually, I've got almost identical. They seem to be using a lot of English pictures, but I'm looking at something
it's probably
different
it's
on
England.
The. Sorry.
I say it's probably because it's in England.
Well, they've just had the kiss.
Yeah, saw the kiss.
Yep.
That's why the crowds went mad.
This was a French kiss.
Apparently, according to the BBC website, the royal wedding fever has hit France as well, Mark.
Well, it is. I can tell you that I've just phoned one or two friends to tell them that I'm back in France, and they're all saying, go away, because we're watching the wedding. But they said that in French.
Liam,
they're totally obsessed by it.
Brilliant. Absolutely taxi. Brilliant. The same goes for here, which is, as I said before in the programme, it's the start of the hockey season, ice hockey season in Slovakia. Cars all over the place with Slovak flags on them. And yet the TV channels out here are absolutely nuts for the royal family. Lee, have you got a quick update on what the press are saying?
Well, basically, yeah. I may wax lyrical about the press for a second. I think they've
been
everybody
before.
Hands down. But, yeah. No, they've gone for the lovely line. Every newspaper's done it on their websites, and they've gone for this beautiful line where William turned around to Kate and told her that he loved her at the altar.
Oh, perfect.
But the brilliance is that obviously the newspapers who beat everybody else hands down, including the BBC, right, must have had lip readers in there to know exactly what he said.
True, indeed.
On you.
Ironically, it's the guy who's the anchor on Formula One on the BBC that's also the main anchor man for the wedding. Vroom,
is
vroom.
Yeah, vroom, vroom. Vroom, vroom. Well, that was it. Bride and vroom.
Oh, dear.
Sorry.
So what are we seeing on the French TV then, Mark?
Well, at the moment, we've got a balcony scene. I've got the Queen. I've got Philip and a young boy on the right-hand side of the Queen.
That's William. He's the one who's just got married.
No, younger than that, actually. now we've got the couple. I mean, I can say that, you know, everyone...
Oh, there was the kiss!
Oh, marvellous!
That's another
oh,
one.
What a kiss! Would you kiss him, though?
And literally the crowds went berserk.
Oh, look at Charlie there.
Yeah, it's Charlie and Camilla with huge hat.
Yes. And listen, boys and girls, hold on a second.
Here's the fly pass.
Here it comes.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing. Spitfire Hurricane and Halifax Bomber. The Royal Flight goes across Buckingham Palace. Absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. Phenomenal, guys.
What? Ooh, look at that. There's another four. How many are flying past?
I think there's two. There's the Royal Flight, which is the antique ones, and then the current RAF fly past following that.
There's looking some pretty modern aeroplanes there.
Yeah, listen to this. Nah, sorry. Royal Flight wins it for me. Absolutely. I do love the sound of those Merlin engines. They sound phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And lovely to see them fly past. The Queen waving to the massive crowds in front of Buckingham Palace.
But there's two young lads and a little girl there. And they're dressed beautifully in uniforms, the two boys.
The page boys,
Yeah, the page boys.
Well, I never thought I'd see this day, boys and girls, but it's been a fabulous one. Sadly, only got Mark because he was stuck in a taxi for a while. He's there with us now. The Royal Entourage are now going back into Buckingham Palace.
It's time, that's it, isn't it?
To go to some of the transformed areas of Buckingham Palace, one of which is one of the big dining rooms, has been turned into a nightclub.
No.
Yes. Really?
Yeah. No expense has been spared on this wedding, I tell you.
Oh, goodness me.
Well, the couple are there on the balcony on their own now. The rest of the entourage have gone in.
They're just walking up.
Holding hands.
That's a romantic scene. That's a fairy tale scene.
I can't tell you that what's really come across to me, looking at the interviews and listening to the interviews and the joy of the public, is that there's a huge pride in themselves and in, you know, if people abroad don't mind me saying, in Englishness and Britishness. Mm. And that's something that's really come out, which is almost bigger than the wedding itself. And I
absolutely
think that's really wonderful.
That's basically what we said earlier on, The pride, this is what England's about. People say England's lost its identity. And the naysayers who say that, forget it, just watch this and you'll see how much of our identity we've
lost. Has this kind of thing ever been seen in any other country? I just can't imagine it.
They do. Yeah, the Russian weddings were just as big and as exciting and even in Spain and Germany up to a point.
That's a long time ago, isn't it?
Well, this is a long time ago.
This is today. This is absolutely today.
When they go, you see what it is. There is finally the romance is coming through when they walk back into the palace. You know, the general public are playing in the fountains and doing things like that and screaming. They've gone back. They've shut those windows and gone back into this rarefied atmosphere of one of the most powerful families in the world. What a strange world she's now stepped into, and those doors were a symbolic closing of the old world.
But I actually think that I don't know what you guys think, but I think my gut feeling is she is the right person to take that on. Really is.
Oh, of course she is. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The thing is, I was just thinking. Really, when you think she's not only committed herself to William, she's actually committed herself to the whole of the UK, to the whole of the British Isles.
Absolutely, she's a servant.
Yeah. Yeah,
Mark,
very thing to do.
Yes, no, I think so. I mean, I keep in my mind making comparisons between, you know, I think in the end, sort of the very unfortunate story of Diana and Charles, and then the story of Diana, and how, in a way, you know, here, you know, there's just so much will and so much they're choosing, and I think it's such a natural thing here, and I think that, you know, that we will feel that, and that's the benefit that everybody's going to have, and the whole country's going to have.
I think actually Mark's just hit the nose, or the nail on the head, not the nose on the head.
The nose on the head, yes.
He just hit the nail on the head, because actually Diana, and you know, I was quite well associated with the whole of the Diana story, because I covered the wedding, I covered the divorce, I covered the ultimate end in Paris. But the whole of the Diana story from beginning to end had this intense drama and fairy tale thing. It was like a Hollywood film. This is really just two people getting married.
Yes, I think the Diana story, I mean, the whole thing was managed, I think, from outsiders, by outsiders all the way.
Yes.
And this is not. These two young people have managed themselves. Mm. You know, and I mean, I hope to goodness that it maintains, but you know, even, let's hope not, that if it ran into problems, you could never, ever say that, you know, that it was sort of politically structured or that there was some agenda here. You know, this is sensational stuff.
Absolutely. I do trust wherever you're listening to the programme, you've enjoyed our coverage of the royal wedding in London. It's a fabulous occasion for everybody around the world. Lovely to see the Les Frères getting involved with it as well. We know in the Americas that absolutely everybody has been involved, and both the newspapers. All the proposed negative things that were going to happen. Even the rain has stayed off for a fabulous day.
It has, hasn't it? That was wonderful. I was in London this morning, and it was so grey when I woke up, and I really thought that, oh my goodness, you know, it looks very, very dodgy. And then everything started to clear, and I think it's been brilliant.
Yeah, I do. Well, there's one thing I'd like to say is that it's 7 o'clock tonight, isn't it, Eric, where they go to the reception.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the buffet, there's only going to be 300 people at the reception, which is a bit of a surprise, because it's such a massive wedding, but they've kept it down to a chosen few.
Yep.
And the buffet is a running buffet, and I just think that'll really do Kate good, because she's looking a bit thin, isn't she?
Well, if she does too much running, she's going to stay thin.
Absolutely,
I mean,
she is.
Yeah.
Just to remind you that Postcard from Pop Brad will return to its normal insanity next week, and this has been a special production of Postcard from Pop Brad to commemorate the royal wedding. So, Mark, we look forward to having you with us next week and lambasting the banks.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, there's so much to say, but can I say that I feel so proud to have at least managed to take some part in this program on this very, very important day. It's wonderful.
Thank you, sir. Lee, a quick recap of some of the headlines from the newspapers.
Well, the headlines basically are all the same. They're really good. And this is when the pack, which is, you know, what the journalists are known as, work together, and they've all come up with the same basic headline, which is, I love you, Kate and Wills.
And one T-shirt just said on the screen, and the man put his hands in the air and pointed towards Buckhouse and said, the T-shirt says, thank you for the day off. At that point, I think we'll leave it with you, boys and girls. Hope you've enjoyed the coverage. You can see all of it again, if you wish to, on the Royal Channel on YouTube. It will be available there for some considerable time, I'm sure. So if you missed anything, you can see the wedding, the build-up, and even that kiss on YouTube. We'll see you again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.